and welcome to the happiest competition on earth, episode number 12, same letter immunity. With me tonight is Zelina, as always.
Hello.
And Jeffers is not here tonight. He is on vacation somewhere. I did not ask him where he was going.
We're not that nosy.
No. Well, sometimes we are. But in his place, we have a special guest who knows his Disney. I would like you all to meet a new member of VH. His name on the site is Rain. Say hi. You can say hi.
Hi.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
And he is a friend of mine. He is a coworker from Disney. In fact, less than an hour ago, or less than, what, hour and 45 minutes, he was driving down Main Street USA as a snail in the electric light parade. So, if anybody
one
knows...
One speedy snail.
He is one speedy snail. He got off, like, half hour early. You guys were, like, trucking it down that street. Tinkerbell, who was the first... Tinkerbell, who was the first float, must have been, like, flying! Like, crazy.
They told her to slow down.
They told Tink to slow down. Love it. Love it. But, yes, he's a friend of mine. He is also a fellow DAC packer. And I've been talking about bringing him on the show for a while since he is a Disney expert. He drives now in all three parks, officially. You did get approved, and
yes, I do.
Yeah, he got approved.
Oh, I did.
He got approved in Countdown to Fail. I mean, Countdown to Fun. At
Countdown to Fun.
So he knows his Disney music, so you can't slip by him. Just because Jeffers isn't here doesn't mean that you're going to get it easy.
Can I ask a quick question?
Absolutely, you can.
What do you consider your specialty area for Disney music?
I know. I think I know what his specialty is.
What do you think it is?
Lemonade mouth.
Well, yes. Well, I would say if I had to narrow it down, I'm very familiar with all the classics.
You and Selena are going to get along just fine.
And all of the newer stuff as well, considering my television station stays on Disney Channel 24/7.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So I am very current with all the High School Musicals, Camp Rocks, Lemonade Mouth, any movie that's a musical.
See, he is totally...
There's very few I know nothing about.
Yeah.
Plus all the theme park music.
Yeah, all the theme park music.
I think that comes with working at the park itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So you see, he's got a little bit of Jeffers in him and a little bit of Zelina in him. Because Jeffers is our contemporary expert and Zelina is our classic expert and I'm the Renaissance expert. So got a little bit of all of us in you. But now we should get on to the actual episode. So, yes. Zelina, do you want to explain what they had to do tonight since it was your idea in the beginning to begin with?
They had to choose a song that started with the same letter as their username that they auditioned with.
That's important, and there was some discrepancy over that.
Right. It was either a song or the source name. So, let's see. Faded Phantom is an F. She could have done a song from...
Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the
Fantasia.
Hound. Fantasia is instrumental.
We said that last episode, too, and we're like, Selena, that's all instrumental music. What's she going to do? But they're going
No, that was Jeffers.
Oh,
that was Jeffers.
I could just picture Faye, they're like, na 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 na. That actually was kind of entertaining.
Or the, like, song could have been, like, Friend Like Me or Femininity, or the one that I can't pronounce from Happiest Millionaire is... Fervorosity. I cannot pronounce that word.
Yeah, that one's your movie, so I don't know about that.
Yeah. it's pretty simple. It's just finding the song, the source that was hard.
But speaking of Faded Phantom, thank you for using her as example, because Faded Phantom is up first tonight. Yeah.
Master, you're in luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, yeah! Who in hell? See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, shut it down, you ain't they never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the chef. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. Have some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Oh my. No, no. My, my, my. Zap-bap-a-doo-ba. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this out their little hands? Can your friends go poof? Well, looky here. Can your friends go abracadabra? Let her rip and then make the sucker disappear. So don't you sit there slack-jawed, buggy-eyed. I'm here to answer all your midday prayers. You got me bona fide certified. You got a genie for your changed affairs. I got a powerful urge to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you gotta do is rub like so and ho. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish or two or three. I'm on the job, you big name Bob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me. You ain't never had a friend like me.
And that was Faded Phantom with Friend Like Me, FNF. Hey. I think it's funny that you brought this up as one of her potential choices in our seeing of the future. And she actually did it.
So happy.
Yeah, Faded. My first note is, yeah, a girl genie. I never hear girls do this song. So that was, like, awesome to hear. I thought that your character in this was great. I love that you, like, really went there with all the voices. Like, and everyone was a little different. Like, it was clearly you, but each one had a different personality to it. And, like, when it was the country one, you did the country thing. When it was, like, the, I don't know. I thought that
the
was
French.
The French one. Like, oh, oh, oh. Like, you had each one and, like, each personality great. My only, like, nitpicks with it would be more technical stuff. Like, I thought the reverb was a little much. It grew on me as the song went, but I found the beginning of it, the reverb, was a little heavy. And I thought your volume balance at times went a little crazy. Like, I was listening and it was fine, then all of a sudden, like, it would get, like, really super loud for, like, one phrase, and I'd be like, whoa, whoa, Faded, back off, whoa, whoa, gonna burst my eardrum, son. So, like, just, like, the volume balance a little bit more, but other than that, I thought it was really good. I mean, yes, it was a little low for your range, but you're a girl singing a guy song, so that's kind of understandable. And I love, it's clearly a DVD rip because I heard the abu at the end, and I thought that was kind of funny.
In carpet.
And there, oh yeah, the clapping of carpet. The carpet clapping, yeah.
I did. Yes. Yeah, can't leave out that one.
I forgot about that. So yeah, I thought overall this was a really, I thought the character was awesome. The performance was a 10 for me, Faded. Yeah. So Ellis is gonna, Rain. Sorry, I call him by his real name sometimes. Rain is next.
Well, this song was fantastic. Lyrically, it is a very challenging song because it's very fast. The words, you can get tongue-tied so easily, and I feel that you completely nailed it. There wasn't any flaws with the, matching the lyrics to the tempo or anything. One thing that I did note was there was some vibrato in some odd places and it wasn't consistent. And I feel that with this song, vibrato really doesn't have too big of a place here because, like, there are some places where the notes are held out a little bit longer, but when you did hold out the notes, they didn't only have, some of them had vibrato. I agree with Ambie on all of the voices. You did phenomenal. You added your own personality to each one, and you really, really brought them to life. Overall, I would give you a 10 on this one, because it was phenomenal.
Yay.
I applaud you.
Yay.
Can I just note that my recruit for VH used vibrato in his very first time judging someone? And that's nice. Like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, vibrato. That's like the secret word of the day, vibrato. So, Selena, your turn.
My first note is, yes, she did it. When I was compiling list of what people could do, this is like the first thing I could think for Faded, because this is such a performance energy song, and she's really good at these things.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, yes, I was really happy she did this song. I would have to agree with the reverb, or my notes, it's reverb / distance ? Because I had to turn up my volume for a good number of it. Very good energy. I liked the held out hats. Aboo!
Hats.
That's I think the word's hats. I can't remember the exact part of the song.
I always like when you say like random words, I'm like, what part of the song is that from? I don't remember. Continue.
I had about the same note about some of the notes being a little too low for her, but other than that, it was like really good. I mean, I'm happy Faded did this because it's good match.
This is a high bar to set for the night, and we have three others. Oh, I gave away the number. Oops.
Good job, Anne.
We have three others that have to try and top this, and this is a high.
Just Dolphin over that.
Dolphin makes his first appearance in many, many episodes. Right now, Dylan Collins and Summer are going, I'll explain.
The guess.
I'll explain later, Rain.
I'm done.
Yeah, great job, Faded, setting the bar high. All right, and coming up next to try and topple her off of King of the Mountain or Queen of the Mountain is Nani.
I could be recognized from a distance. Yeah, I could be the biggest name on the screen, singing and dancing forever, signing my name for whoever. Yeah, it's all in my reach. Yeah, yeah. If I give it all that I got, I get there to the top, but I don't even wanna go if I have to go there alone. So stand me on top of that mountain and let to the hands of the world. I can go anywhere, but if you're not with me there, it'll never be enough. There's no place like us. There's no place like us.
If I find the other side of the rainbow,
it'll never be.
And that was Nani with No Place Like Us from Cheetah Girls 3, One World.
The one I actually like.
Is it because Raven's not in it?
Raven's not in it because they hate Raven, yeah.
Raven got a little too chubby for it.
No, Raven didn't do it because she was doing that movie, the college road trip at the same time. College road trip? Yeah, and look how well that turned out for her.
Yeah, that's the excuse. Anywho, let's get back to the song. Overall, this song is sang in a three-part harmony originally, and with the mixing and the main vocals, it meshed well. I didn't feel like anything was kind of overpowering, or well, I didn't feel like anything was off or out of place. However, some notes that I did happen to make are the background vocals tended to be louder, so you couldn't actually tell which was supposed to be the main or the lead vocals. They tended to be about the same volume level. The notes that really took, or that you really needed to be very powerful for, seemed to be straining your voice. So it started off strong and then it kind of weakened at the end. And then there was one part in the very middle where it gets to the end of the chorus and it's so strong and it's so powerful, and it started off really strong and then it fizzled. And I was sitting here going, what happened? And it just continued right into the song and it lost me there. But overall, the lead vocalist of the original song was Adrian Bailon, and she's got such a vocal range and talent. Pardon me, I've been awake for like 34 hours. Okay,
you've driven 3 parades in the last 30 hours, so it's okay.
But my last note is, it's Nani did you did really well matching Adrian Bailon's style, right? And she has such a beautiful style that it just it worked. It really worked. Overall, it was a really well done job.
Yay! Zelina?
Excuse any background.
It's okay.
All right. I don't know if I can hear it or not.
But, a little bit, but it's not that distracting.
Just a bit. At least I don't have my animals going nuts.
Yeah.
My first note is weird backtrack with like the panning of the instruments, because like I think the guitar was really in the right ear. It's like one of those, for me it was a little iffy. I have like a vinyl crackly sound. I don't know if it's the microphone or the backtrack itself.
Yeah, is that in the original? I don't know this song very well. I think you know this the best of the three of us. Rain.
Me?
No,
yeah, Rain.
Is that like a part of the original song, like, with the crackliness of it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm like, this sounds like my vinyl's playing on the turntable right now.
Because in the movie, when the song is sung, it's when they kind of get a rift in between themselves, and each one they're singing apart from each other.
Oh, it's one of like those moments of the Cheetah Girl, the very special moments of the Cheetah Girl movies.
Yeah. Aqua is sitting in a tower. Doe, I think, is walking along the water fountain or something like that. And Adrian's characters, they called her Bubbles or something like that. I don't remember her name. She was up on the rooftop.
You remember 2 out of 3. That's better than me and Zelina.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Chanel. Her name was Chanel.
Oh, that's right. She had the weird name.
Yeah.
What's better than Gookie or Coco Chanel? Sorry, Sweet Life reference.
Zelina.
What about Gucky?
Gucky? What?
Continue. Well.
Yeah. Okay. Breathe. I'm ready. Okay. Three-person song again. Is this going to be risky again? Overall, I thought it was good. I did feel like some of the overlappings in some part of the song I didn't exactly write down felt a little messy sometimes. For the most part, I liked your highest harmony when they were all together, of course. And I didn't notice what Rain said about levels. Like, that actually caught my attention as soon as he said it, because I'm like, oh, yeah, that did happen. So, yeah, that's all I really have, because this is the least Cheetah Girl movie that I know. So
yeah, and you don't know, and you don't know that many of the Cheetah Girl movies that well. So
I actually know the first one. Okay. I don't know the second one.
Yeah. Second Spain.
Sorry, I guess this falls under into my category.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. See, because I will admit, while Cheetah Girl 3 is my favorite of them, I don't know it as well as I know the other ones, because the other ones were like shoved down my throat. So I don't know the song as well as I know other Cheetah Girls songs. So for me, coming in from a perspective of not knowing it, I really liked this. I thought that one of my notes is floor, comma, jaw is on it. I was kind of wowed by this at times. I don't know. I can see where they could talk about the levels of it, where I will admit at times it was kind of hard to pick out you from the vocals that came with the backtrack, or I couldn't tell if they were the vocals with the backtrack or if you had vocals in there with them in addition to them, like layering yourself in with them or what. And yeah, but overall, I really liked this. I liked the energy in it. I liked the style of it, like Rain said. And I think that you need to go and audition for more things on VH, because I don't think we hear enough of you, because I think that you're only on this show right now, and I want to hear more of you on VH. So go. Audition. Do. Yeah. And that's all. And that's all I have to say about that. Who's coming up next? I don't have the list open, Zelina.
I think it is...
Oh, wow.
He beat me.
He is doing good on his first night. Doing good.
Sheffers, beware.
Sheffers, be careful. Rain is out for your job.
I'm not. I'd like to compete. Oops.
Ooh. Season 3, perhaps? Uh-huh.
Maybe.
If we can think of enough themes.
So this is love, so this is love, so this is what makes life divine. I'm all aglow, and now I know the key. I can fly on touch every star in the sky. So this is the miracle that I've been dreaming of.
And that was Sharp Cookies with So This Is Love from Cinderella.
Yeah, if it was This Is Love, it wouldn't count because it's not an S.
Right, right. I'm like,
Cinderella,
wait.
Cinderella, gotta help us, Cinderella.
Take a picture for so pretty. Take that picture with me. Okay. I need to compose myself. No more chocolate for me. No more chocolate for me. Okay, my first note is melody line in karaoke track.
Oh, it was there. Yes, it was.
And sometimes it felt like you were off with it, or you were trying to do your own thing, but because of that, it sounded like you were off. And that was very distracting for me throughout the song. I liked the humming. One section you needed more oomph or power behind it, and I noticed it's probably more of the build part, like around 55 seconds, middle end. Because you weren't really going there. It was still a little, not linear, but it was just not growing as much as it could have. Watch your notes, because your lower range was better than your higher stuff, and that's where you were really going at fault. And at 1:15, you had a pop glitch
Yeah, I heard the glitch. It wasn't a pop, but it was a glitch, I think.
Glitch?
Something, yeah. Or it might have been a pop that she tried to remove and it came out as a glitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had those before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like some of it, but a lot of it, not a lot of it, but some of it could have also been done better. Ambie?
Cookies. This one I thought was very cute for you, Cookies, but I thought the music was a little loud at times for me personally. I thought that it overpowered you, and yeah, the melody track, you know, I don't like the melody track, and there was one point I thought I heard mouth sounds. Did you hear any mouth sounds? It was near the end. It was like on the last, like,
probably
or something like that, and it was like mouth sounds on a hum? Huh? I was very confused, but I really like your voice on this as a bass, but I think that you could have done some, I think you could have been a little softer with it, maybe. I think at times it was a little harsh, but I liked your voice on this, like, just as your voice on this song. And I still love your new microphone so much more than your old microphone. Like, I can't say that enough. This microphone is awesome for you. Yay. And that's that. Rain?
I'm a little neutral about my opinion on this, because where, how do I say it? It is a true classic song, but it's very short. And there's a lot of other songs out there that start with an S that are a little bit longer that do that showcase a better vocal range. And this one is very, it's a very, just a one, it's, help.
See, but part of the other thing is that you don't know this, Rain, but they can't sing anything that they've already sung before or that they've sung last season. So that kind of also limits her a little bit as well. So.
Well, off the top of my head, I can think of like just three that most people tend to overlook.
Go, what's
like,
three? Go, do it now.
Somebody, Lemonade Mouth.
He loves
Somewhere, it. Hunchback of Notre Dame, and Someday My Prince Will Come.
Has she done Someday My Prince Will Come?
I don't think so.
No. She hasn't done anything from Snow White, but Snow White kind of sucks.
But, yes. Like, it's a very short song, and it's just the range is not extensive. It's very, it is a lower range,
so,
which you did, what?
So, basically what you're saying is that you liked it, but there wasn't enough of it to really show off what she was doing.
Yes.
Okay. There. Helping you out.
Sleep-deprived brain network. anywho.
See you a sign.
Like, into the second line, you hit a note and you went flat. And I went, whoa, what? Flat? Okay. And I wrote it down and I didn't hear it again. So that's good. The music drowned you out. The music was louder than the actual vocals. So, well, not louder, but they were about very even. So I was kind of straining a little bit, and I've got ears of a bat, and I was straining to hear a blend. There was one line, touch every star in the sky, where you fell. And it wasn't a very attractive fall at the end. It was touch every star in the sky. And it was, I would always say watch out for those, because lyrically, if it calls for you to rise up and then fall down, fall gracefully. Not like
float.
A sack of potatoes.
Float to the ground. Float. Like a little fairy.
And then at the very end, the track got very crackly. Like, it sounded like,
maybe that's what I was hearing with that in that one section, the crackle.
It made me think of the phone call between Hallie and Annie in the closet in Parent Trap.
With the
breaking
with
up,
the candy cane wrapper or whatever.
Anywho.
Yeah.
I liked the song, but I think there was a lot that could have been better.
I agree.
And I'm shutting up now.
I agree. All right, does anybody have anything to add before we go to our last person of the night?
New for me.
All right. And coming up next is Read to Me.
Ooh.